Gold with you the day after the Super Bowl. It's Monday, the 3rd of February, and everybody's antivirus is working to get rid of all of those commercials that are floating around, and did you see this, and did you see that, and yada, yada. You know what I was disappointed in not being able to participate in, Richie?
What's that?
The folks at Jelly Belly introduced a new flavor of jelly bean.
Oh, yeah.
In time
it's always
Super
a big
Bowl.
Deal.
It's a beer-flavored jelly bean.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised you weren't onto that. Kenny,
what flavor of beer?
Beer.
You just can't say beer flavored because there are many flavors of
because
beer.
I'm ignorant as to what the taste is, but I know you're right. There's ale, there's different types of
sure.
beer, that kind of stuff. You may have nursed. How many beers did you nurse during the game, Rich?
You know, I only had one.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. We were just kind of laying low at the house. The neighbor and another friend came over and brought two of his kids. I made up a batch of chili, and it was just, there was really no reason to have more than one.
Roberta, did you have anything to drink while the game was on?
Apple cider.
Apple cider. Okay. Kenny, what were you drinking while the game was on?
Iced tea.
Iced tea. I just had a little tea. It was ice cold, even though I heated it earlier, to try to keep my stomach. I'm still suffering from what happened last Tuesday with the, I think I told you, the doctor, when I went to see him on Friday, told me I had the worst case of salmonella poisoning he'd seen in 3.5
really?
Years.
Really?
How did you get salmonella poisoning?
Eating bad food at a restaurant that doesn't serve the kind of stuff that I ordered. It doesn't serve it well, obviously.
And you're doing a good job of poisoning yourself awful.
Yeah. I choose
lately.
Things. Yeah, I have. I've got a very sensitive stomach anyway, and I know that. But I didn't even put two and two together. This was a steakhouse, and we stopped there. Meredith and I were on our way back to Boston. The traffic was hot, and so we said, okay, let's go into the store, into this restaurant. And it had nice ambiance, seemed like a nice place. She just ordered a plain piece of fish, which is probably what I should have done, but I saw on the menu lobster pie or some other lobster something or other. And I thought, okay, I haven't had lobster for a long time, and I like it, so I'll have it. And, man. It tasted good going down, but it didn't taste good coming back up again. I'll tell you that. Oof.
Thanks for those details.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate
anyway,
that.
So I have this tea that I got yesterday at the Chinese herb place here in Los Angeles, actually in Santa Monica. And I thought, okay, this would be great. I'm doing a lot of things. I got Chinese herbs, and I have all these other things that people have been giving me. It'll settle my stomach right down. I just had a sip of it. And you know what? I'm going to find somebody I don't like and give it to them.
Is that bad?
It was
the taste. You know what? When all else fails, I do the green tea, a couple of cups a day.
Yeah, right.
With just a little bit of honey in it, and that makes everything all right.
Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program. Just to sort of wrap up the Super Bowl discussion, according to Nielsen Research, Anheuser-Busch has spent nearly $150 million on Super Bowl ads over the past 5 years.
Over the past 5 years.
Yep. Pepsi, wow. Second big spender, $97 million on the Super Bowl. Coca-Cola third, $62 million. Fiat fourth, spending $55 million. And GM fifth with $43 million.
Do you realize that any one of those ads could probably build four or five hospitals somewhere in an underprivileged, third world country?
That. You know what I thought was interesting is that Esurance.com bought the first spot after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It had the guy, Jim, from The Office do the ad.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny because he says, you know, Esurance.com asked me to do this Super Bowl commercial, and then they told me that they bought the first commercial after the Super Bowl. Yay. But they save $1.5 million or $1.3 million by waiting until after the Super Bowl. So they're going to give that $1.3 million away to one of you. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is tweet, Esurance save 30% or something like that. Hashtag Esurance save 30% on Twitter. And I started, I went, okay, I'm there. So I went to Twitter and put it out a couple of times.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking,
branding.
They just paid $1.3 million to have people tweet their name on Twitter.
There you go.
And they got the spot. So for $1.3 million, you get the commercial and the Twitter viral feed.
Yep. Everywhere.
Not about it. Well, actually, $2.6 million, because then they have to pay the winnings.
What did you say, Kenny?
And that's trending this morning.
So there you go. Yep. When you analyze the categories of, I'm just looking at the numbers here, for who spends what on Super Bowl ads, $298 million has been spent on advertising beer. Back to your point, Roberta, that's why I'm bringing this up. Mm-hmm. What good could be done with this money? $149 million on motion pictures, $130 million on soft drinks, $89 million on tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips.
Party.
All right, but now the other side of that is, let me just play the devil's advocate with you, Roberta, for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are in jobs that are affected by this. So your point is well taken that we could do other things with the money, but you could say that about anything, not just advertising. The advertising community is a very healthy part of commerce in America.
Yes.
And we wouldn't be here, you or I would not be here, were it not for commercial advertising.
Look at it this way, Roberta. If there were no Super Bowl, how many people would be out of jobs?
But, you know, there's excess, and it's the excess that bothers me. I mean, I walked down Super Bowl Boulevard and just shook my head.
Right.
It was like, I mean, really, really, do we really have to do all this? It was just over the top.
I'll agree with you. It is over the top. But people are making money off of this.
Right.
Who's making money? People are making money, but where is that money going?
What difference is it?
Corporate money.
If so,
the contractors that are building scaffolding, the television crews.
Yeah, it's not all bad. But we can have our agreement on how unbridled capitalism.
I think what she's trying to say is that the NFL is a greedy entity, and they should be building hospitals with their money instead of playing stupid football.
Yeah,
and then behaving badly.
Is that? But you watch the guys in the tight.
You contribute to it.
You will watch
hypocrite.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
So you can see somebody's butt.
All right, in a moment.
Oh, it's so.
And nobody is going to pay to watch them build a hospital.
Well, if the guys with the tight pants do, certainly. I'll watch.
All right. Hey, now I have to go back to my middle-aged women comments again, or have I said enough of that?
Yeah, stay away.
888-302-3684. In a moment, Bill Maher sticks his foot in it again. You're going to love this one. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You. Manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You. Want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You. Recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before it's too late.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See store officemax.com for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, 17 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler monitoring your thoughts at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Hillary Clinton made a star of herself. Just for the game, I think, was it? That was when that tweet took place?
At some point during the Super Bowl.
It was. Mm-hmm. And what did she say?
She tweeted, "It's so much more fun to watch Fox when it's someone else being blitzed and sacked."
Uh-huh. That's great.
And retweeted over 53,000 times.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm going to ask you this. How much attention is Joe Namath's fur coat getting?
Other than Peter, it's a Peter thing. That's about it.
The 70s called Joe. They want their coat back. Did anybody tell Joe it was almost 50 degrees out?
I think it was an effect, Richie, that was desired there.
Well, yeah, it's him.
Speaking of effects, Bill Maher, on his HBO program last Friday night, called for a mass shooting to take place at the Country Music Awards after he took a verbal shot at those who support gun control. He said the following, quote, "Now that liberals have forwarded their agenda by inserting a mass gay wedding into the Grammys, conservatives must watch them tit for tat by having a mass shooting at the Country Music Awards." So whether this is another ridiculous attempt on his part at comedy, it is going to be. I mean, that's why it's on HBO,
right?
Because that's what that audience wants. Not unlike people that watch Fox or any of these other skewed. It's kind of like the kind of music you like to listen to. You know, people can, as the president did last night, try to say Fox does this and Fox does that, and I'm here to straighten it out. Yada yada yada. Okay, so what you just have to understand is that there's no such thing as the purified news anymore. Whether it's Maher, whether it's O'Reilly, whether it's Rachel, whether it's whoever it is at CNN, Wolf. Or Wolf's not known as being somebody who's adjusting the news, but you understand what I'm saying. You know, the basic essence of what goes on is all to get an audience. It's not about what you know, what you think you need to know. You're on your own, boys and girls.
I love all the people, though, who still want to get rid of one or the other.
Of course.
You should ban Fox News. It should be taken off of the air. And I'm like, okay.
Or the other way around.
Ban MSNBC. Take it all away. Okay. If you get rid of one, we have to get rid of the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The folks at Fox Sports picked out the 10 Super Bowl commercials they thought were the funniest. See if you agree with that. We've got them posted at DougSteffen.com. And also, we continue the controversy on social media with the Coca-Cola America the Beautiful commercial. I don't have a problem with it, even though I have a problem with
America the Beautiful being sung in all the different languages.
Yeah, not really. I think it acknowledges that America is beautiful, and a lot of people around the rest of the world think that. I don't have a problem with it that way, if you look at it that way. You can look at it with a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but you would hear out of the same mouth a criticism of all of the un-American, un-English that's used. Is that a word?
I think. Yeah, how come the people at the post office can't speak English? Oh, I like this commercial that's American.
I can be varied in my thinking, Richie.
Yeah.
21 at the hour, and good day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The day that I die.
Story in this song.
Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the court was turned.
Realize how clever this song actually is. John McLean and Bye Bye American Pie. The day the music died was this date, 1959. And this song, which I think was written and created, was it 69 or 70, Kenny? Would you mind checking that just to see the 10 years he's referring to, the 10 years that have passed since this date,
71.
71,
yep.
Right? I do remember listening to it now in conjunction with a certain weekend in November when I got hitched. Now that you mention it, I am putting that in my head. Buddy Holly died on the States. 22 years old. Imagine that. This guy, what he's done in his 22 years.
I think Holly. About that, and I'm amazed.
Isn't that amazing? So American Pie commemorates the day the music died because Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens died in that airplane crash in Mason City, Iowa. There he is, the Big Bopper. Yep, he was. His name was Giles Perry Richardson from Central Texas on the air in Beaumont, Texas. Actually, J.P. Richardson held the record for the longest continuous broadcast as a DJ at KTRM in Beaumont, Texas, 1956. He was on the air for 122 hours, 8 minutes, celebrating the beginning of the career of Buddy Holly, and Buddy Holly acknowledged that, so he made him a part of the announcer of the show and that kind of stuff. So that's why he died in the crash. And then there was Richie, his real name, Richard Valenzuela, from Pacoima, California. And he was in the movie Go, Johnny, Go. He had two big hits, Donna and La Bamba. Which one do you have, Richie?
Neither one of them right now.
Neither one?
Yeah.
Really? You were busy doing something else?
No, I just can't. For some reason, I can't find one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. Anyway, so John, by the way, Richardson was responsible for writing a couple of very popular songs He wrote this song, which he did, and also a song for a guy named Johnny Preston. Remember Running Bear, Roberta?
Oh, Running Bear
dove in the water. Let me see, what was he doing?
And what, you know, another one he wrote?
Young Indian.
People laugh about the hole in my hair.
No, let me just put my head back right.
Man, I'm running bear in the water. Man, ugly, but you sure can.
And he wrote White Lightning for George Jones. All right, so anyway, that's the story of the day the music died.
And who was it that got away on that one?
Who was the
performer?
It was Waylon
Jennings.
Yep, Waylon Jennings didn't get on the plane. And lived a long, happy life.
Yeah,
because of it, came much more. But who doesn't know who Buddy Holly is? And under the circumstances, Richie Valens was 17 years old, and he was already a household name. Yeah, that kind of stuff happened a lot.
Or did he become a household name after he died? That's the way it always works.
I certainly remember the song before he died. I remember him doing La Bamba. I think that was, Donna.
Yeah, want to be a famous songwriter? Go up in an airplane, crash into a mountain. It'll do it for you.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
It's called the Smart Driver Course.
Everybody really needs to have a refresher. Most of us have not had any kind of driving education course since we were 15 or 16.
Julie Lee is the National Director of AARP's Driver Safety Program.
Things have changed, the roads have changed, vehicles have changed, and of course we as drivers have changed.
I'm Aileen Ellis, this is Primetime Focus. Now new cars have rear-facing cameras, radar that warns you if you drift out of your lane, engines that power down when you're stopped at a light, and blind spot warnings.
I think the main thing on all of this new technology that's in vehicles is that people use the technology to the best of its ability and the reason why it's there.
Lee says a lot of people don't read the new car manual to really get to know what their car can do. To help you figure that out, AARP has launched a new online driving resource center. To find out more about that and AARP's driver safety courses, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For those of you who are concerned about my comments regarding skewing the news on Fox, if you haven't heard me say it before, how many times, Richie, have I said the same thing about MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC?
Yeah, yeah, no, he hates them all. Don't worry about it.
I don't dislike
the news media, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the news media isn't the news media. It's not to be trusted. Period. And
well, it's not news media. It's opinion.
It's no more. And, right, exactly. Right, no more news. All right, so let's see if we can get to some of the news. The passing.
All of you writing emails right now, think about all of the news that you watch or read throughout the course of the day and how much of it is actual news.
Right.
No opinion. It's just
somebody
facts.
Sitting there answering a lot of questions from somebody who's already pretty much skewed.
You can't even go to Yahoo and get. I mean, everybody's skewered in some way.
Mm. Okay. So then, what do we make of the story? By the way, hello and welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer back tomorrow. Here's the story. I saw this first right after I had seen the movie Labor Day. Which is a very good movie her name always just floats out of my mind. From Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
Right. Yep. For some reason I don't keep her name in my head. And Josh Brolin are in this very good story. It's a great love story. It's a great saga. It's simple, straightforward, nicely done. So anyway, in league with that, there's a story floating around today that a convicted quadruple murderer is on the loose after escaping from custody in Michigan and abducting a woman. Apparently, this guy's name is Michael David Elliott, escaped from the correctional facility Sunday before he stole a car and drove to Indiana. He got a woman with a knife, managed to get a weapon, drove her to Elkhart, Indiana, about 130 miles south of where the jail was, stopped for gas. They know that much about him. The woman was able to escape, but this guy remains at large. So you see these stories, and you have to wonder, and the reason I bring it up in regard to the movie, if you saw the movie over the weekend, you know part of the theme is that Brolin's character was in jail for killing his girlfriend, and there was, as he said, more to the story. But at any rate, what happens is he has appendicitis. They bring him to the hospital, and he's on the second floor, and he says to the policeman, you know what, if you go take a smoke, I'm going to jump out the window. And the guy laughs and goes and takes a smoke. So Brolin jumps out the window.
Oh.
So, anyway, there are some interesting lines in the story. And this is another, you don't actually hear very often anymore in the news stories like this where convicts escape. Is it because we don't pay attention to these stories? They're not glamorous, or it doesn't happen as much anymore as it used to? Who thinks that there is just as much of this sort of thing going on, but we just don't hear about it?
Cause hear about it here and there, but I mean, it's, yeah. You know, I don't think it's as big as, you know, fugitive on the loose. I mean, that stuff used to be big time back in the 40s, 50s,
especially
60s.
Out here in Los Angeles, where they chase them down the freeway and they'd have that all running on television.
That was one of the greatest memes going around this weekend, is the picture that the last great Bronco run was in 1994, and they have a picture of OJ's white Bronco. It's really funny.
That's kind of funny. The passing of Philip Seymour Hoffman over the weekend.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Apparently, here's a guy who has all this stuff going for him, and he overdoses on heroin.
No, it's not a waste. You know what it is? I finally come to the resolve that extremely gifted people need some kind of... I mean, you look at Hendrix, you look at Joplin, you look at, you know, all of these people who's died of drug overdoses. And then you look at the ones who haven't died, like Amanda Bynes. I don't want to call her extremely talented, but, you know, she's apparently come out of it. Apparently they need something. Apparently their brain that was given to them isn't all that they need to get this extreme creativity or talent.
People. You got like people like Tom Hanks. You don't hear about him dying of a drug overdose.
No, but I just there's something about musicians and actors.
General statement. I think it's too much. I think you're right
Mick
about
Jagger. I mean,
to a certain extent, though, there is a commonality to this with some who seem to need to go there in order to access their talent. That's maybe something that might be more accurate when it comes to this. You look at all of the things. You could tell by looking at this guy, if you really did, that there was something missing. If you watched his mannerisms, looked into his eyes.
Man, he wasn't a healthy-looking guy.
Not a healthy guy. But yet, how many great... I remember when I went to acting class when I was in college. The kids who were the best actors were the ones who were the most needy, the ones who needed attention, the ones who were always looking, were always saying more or less, look, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
And I think Tom Hanks is the great exception.
Maybe. You know, there are plenty of them that are exceptions to that.
And Julia Roberts and...
But there are others who are.
There's tons of them. Damon. Meryl Streep.
Yeah. But then you look around at what do you consider, okay, which is worse, the kind of way that Hoffman lived his life with the drugs or Woody Allen and his addiction, the kinds of things, you know, he can say all he wants to.
Well, Philip Seymour Hoffman's only hurting himself.
Right. Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it.
Well, and the three children that he left behind.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife. Yeah, okay. So Kenny's right there. Yeah, very selfish. When people commit suicide in this circumstance, I don't mind when people commit suicide. It's not my business, but it often is a selfish act. And in this circumstance, whether I'm guessing it wasn't premeditated, I don't see anything this morning that suggests that he did it on purpose because he was having a horrible life. He seemed to have been pretty close. He has three young daughters, right? Isn't that what he leaves behind? Yeah, I'm not sure that I think that he did it to escape the realities of his horrible life. It's just that everybody has different ways. Whatever is going on in your brain, the serotonin levels, the chemicals that are in your body, everybody is different. And if you decide to add chemicals to an already distorted way of thinking about things, that's, you know, kind of what does it. It puts you into a place.
What I thought what was amazing is that when I saw this on the Internet yesterday, it was the first link was Philip Seymour Hoffman dead, Hollywood Reporter, details coming. So they didn't have any details yet. It just happened.
Dead. We got to get there first.
The second link was his Wikipedia page, which listed his date of death as yesterday.
Yeah.
The third link was his IMDb page, which listed his date of death as yesterday. So, I mean, when you die, boom. All this stuff. Who's updating this stuff, your date of death, on Wikipedia and IMDb?
Well, it's a full-time gig for a lot of people.
Unbelievable.
The television networks all have their packages put together for when famous people die.
Do you think if... They didn't have one for him, that's for sure.
No. But they didn't have one for Philip Seymour Hoffman?
You mean that'd be your
suggestion sure because it took them a long time?
No, I mean,
to get it on the air.
They put one together for Bill Clinton. They probably have one sitting around for him. They definitely have one around for the Bushes.
Yeah.
You know.
They have one for Obama already.
They probably do.
What
does that
mean?
Anybody, any high profile person has one.
Right. Roberta, you got one? Package door?
No, I'm not high profile.
Really?
I did my own.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just high functioning.
J.K. Rowling says she wishes Harry Potter had ended up with a good friend instead of who he ended up with,
Hermione. Oh, my goodness. What rock do you live under?
I don't have pain. Listen, I'm happy to tell you. I don't pay attention to things. I'm not embarrassed by not knowing Hermione.
I don't get that. How does a writer go, I wish she had ended up with somebody else? Uh-huh. You wrote the story.
You wrote the story.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, maybe it's just a way of getting some more publicity. Who knows? Anyway. What else do you have that's a problem today with me? Come on, let's hear it. What other problems do you have with me? Let's hear it. I want to hear it right now. What other problems do you have with
you,
me today?
Darling.
Oh, can I play this game? This is fun.
Richie, go ahead. Come on, Richie. Let's give it your best shot.
One of my favorites on you is
today. Never mind.
Today. Okay. This happened today. Is how you walked into the movie Lone Survivor.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you said, I didn't want to go in to see the beginning because too violent. Right.
Yep.
Right. Then within the same 5-minute segment, you go,
I hope
did you see the trailers for 24? I can't wait for it to come back.
But it's okay. There's a difference in your expecting me to expect.
I know. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe there's a, I understand that it is a disconnect.
Well, but I kind of get where you go.
The story.
There's like this cartoon, like it's not realistic violence, and then there's like this, oh, wow, that was pretty real.
Yeah.
The 24 stuff is almost cartoonish.
Right. Especially the way he handles the situation. So, all right. So, am I a hypocrite because...
No, I give you a pass. I just think it's fun.
Yeah, all right, Richie. Thank you for having your fun with me. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller today than it was yesterday?
Yep.
If you say no to that, it's because you're not using Provia. If you are losing your hair, you look down the shower drain, there it goes, then you are not using Provia. If your hair is not thicker, then you're not using Provia. All right, you're getting the drift here, right? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that will help with this and so many more things when it comes to your hair. You put it on, you cleanse your scalp, you clear out the pores, the follicles of hair that are under your scalp start growing again, and that's it. In the last 2 to 3 months, I can't tell you how many people have sent me the story of their amazing results. Provia attacks the main reasons for thinning hair and reactivates, regrows, allows a fertilization, if you will, of your aging follicles. You'll get compliments. People will say, hey, wow, look at this. What can I do to do the same with my hair? It's for both men and women. It's safe for colored and treated hair. It is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Order it now by calling 800-525-8319. And until Valentine's Day, mention Doug Steffen and you upgrade your priority shipping free and you get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate so you get faster results. 800-525-8319. You understand the concept? Cleanse those pores. Get the stuff that's in there out so that you're opening up the way for the follicles to start growing again. And don't use cheap shampoos. Keep treating it, clean it out, and keep it clean. Provia. 800-525-8319.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. New York Times bestselling author Dr. and Master Shah has a new book, Soul Healing Miracles. In it, he brings together healing techniques from both Eastern and Western medicine.
My name is Dr. and Master Shah. I have studied modern medicine as MD and traditional Chinese medicine as a doctor of acupuncturist and herbalist. People call me master. I have studied and mastered Chinese ancient Taiji, Kung Fu, Yi Jing, Feng Shui. I was so blessed. Since my age 6, I met my Taiji master, grandmaster. At age 10, I met the great Qigong master. At age 12, I met the Shaolin Kung Fu master. So I was blessed that I could integrate the essence of modern medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and 5,000 years energy and spiritual healing together to create soul, mind, body medicine, to create a soul power series, 10 books, and now soul healing miracle series. The purpose is to empower humanity. I share the secret wisdom and the practical techniques that you can create your own soul healing miracles to transform all of your life.
Dr. and Master Shaw is a number one New York Times best-selling author. His new book is Soul Healing Miracles. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Portion of the program brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you are capable of. Bad sentence, but it makes good sense, actually. There are a lot of things you're capable of, including doing your tax return with the help of TurboTax. It's a 12 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. George Zimmerman in the news again.
Oh, yeah.
He has agreed to participate in a celebrity boxing match.
Okay.
He's reportedly not being told, nor is anybody else, who his opponent will be. They say he hasn't been selected yet. March 1st is the bout. Zimmerman plans to donate the money to charity. There you go.
That guy should just become a fly on the wall somewhere. Yeah. He should really just disappear.
All right, so many of you are wondering why there seems to be so much consternation today. You may or may not be happy to know that Mercury goes retrograde this week.
Now explain to people what that is.
Okay, and that explains it.
That, well, all of us understand it, but I will explain to the unwashed what that means in terms of how the stars work, if you will, how astrology works. Mercury is a planet of fire and war, like a Mars. So it's a hot planet. And when it supposedly goes retrograde three times a year, it puts people's emotions in play. So
retrograde means it's what, backing up or something?
Yeah. Retrograde means it's in the sky. It looks like it's going backwards. So today and tomorrow, most of us will be irritated with those who are around us. Especially
Mercury's always in retrograde for you then.
Oh, really? Is that so? You feel pretty good about having said that, don't you?
Yeah,
you really feel pretty good about saying that.
That kind of back around. That was
very
cool.
Nice. Very cute.
Like
very smooth. 51 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great classic rock pieces. From the perspective of someone who remembers the original on this, Roberto, you remember the original? The first version of New Orleans. New Orleans. This from the Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
Which was released this week in 1990. You don't remember the first one of these? Down the Mississippi, down to New Orleans. They say, hey.
Every musician that ever existed was in this. This thing made, what is the Michael Jackson thing in the 80s? We Are the World. Made We Are the World look like a small club.
Right, because everybody wanted to be in this movie. The movie didn't do that well, but it still was kind of a fun. I enjoyed this movie.
Music was great.
Yeah. And that's what you always said, Richie. I remember we talked about it. That was the thing that saved it, if you will. Anyway, so this movie was released during this week in 1990. Was it 98 or 99?
Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah, but it wasn't released. It was released before 2000.
So it would have been 99, at least, late 99.
No, it was 98.
98.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
why did they call it Blues Brothers 2000? Because they're goofy like that.
Okay.
All right. So now this is a movie music. It's good movie. This whole thing, you can sit here for hours and listen to the track from the Blues Brothers 2000. It's just a lot of fun. All right. So having gotten into movie moments, time for us to overview what the results. Chucker's not here today, so Kenny will have the number one movie this week. A lot, just people didn't go to the movie this week. I saw a couple, three, what did I see? But bits and pieces. I got four movies under my belt this weekend. Which
four on the same day under one price.
No,
and
2
days.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
All during the Super Bowl?
No, two during the Super Bowl and two Saturday after. Actually, Saturday evening, I was so sleepy, I said to Meredith, I fell asleep watching the Disney thing, and then I get up and I saw they were playing Gravity in another theater in the unit in that complex. So I went to see that. And
you fell asleep in the theater?
Yeah, a little bit. Just
freaky.
Why?
Why? I've done that.
You were there by yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that freaky? Oh, stop it! Would you please?
Middle-aged guy sleeping by himself in the theater.
Okay.
No, it's not freaking to me at all.
No, of course not. Anyway.
Not at all.
Okay, so the number one movie during this week in 1999 was a very good vehicle for this star and pretty much his genre. I remember this well. Let's see if you do. 888-302-3684. You hear the movie. We got audio from the soundtrack. If you can figure out what the movie is, you call us and you win a swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. 888-302-3684. Here's the first audio clue from the movie.
Old habits die hard, I guess.
Got it.
If you don't kick them, they kick you.
You agree with me it's a good vehicle for him?
Yeah.
That movie? Kenny, yes? Good vehicle for him. All right, that's first clue. Second clue, Richie, please.
ESW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound. Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
Let me just give you the last one.
Yeah.
I know exactly what my life is worth. $72,000.
Yeah.
See, how many men know what their life's worth?
There you go. Okay.
I do.
He's talking to James Coburn at that moment.
70 grand.
All right, so you know what it is. 888-302-3684. Box office totals in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All right, top five quickly, Kenny.
Number five this weekend, Lone Survivor. Number four, The Nut Job. Number three, That Awkward Moment. Number two, Frozen. And number one, Ride Along.
Really? So that movie that I saw wasn't even in the top five. Ride Along's been number one for like 3 weeks. Isn't it 3-4 weeks in a row now?
3 weeks in a row now.
Oof. All right, let's see if, is it Joe? What's the name of that movie, Joe?
Payback.
Payback, Mel Gibson. You got it. So you get the prize. Number one movie this week in 1999, Payback with Mel Gibson. 59 after the hour on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.